Okay, Thursday night we're learning. We started discussing carrying on Shabbos. We started explaining, well, it really gets into what garments are you allowed to wear on Shabbos in the street. Because what garments are called garments, what's considered not garments, what are you carrying, what are you not carrying. And we said that there's four domains when it comes to Shabbos. Two are biblical and two are rabbinic. We discussed three of them. Rishus said Abim means a public domain, which is 16 amas. Again, we're talking an amma 2 feet just for easier measurements. It's between 1.5 and 2 feet. So if it's 32 feet wide and a public thoroughfare, that is a public domain. Other opinions hold, it's not enough just to have the 32 feet. You also need 600,000 people going there daily. And therefore, halacha says, according to that opinion, we don't really have a public domain unless if it's a very big city, a very large city with millions of people. Rishus HaYachid, private domain, is something which is 4 tefachim, a tefach we're going to count as 4 inches again to make it easier, 16 inches by 16 inches that has walls. Walls have to be 10 tefachim, which is, let's say, 40 inches high. We're just, again, using that opinion because it's just easier numbers. Because there's an argument in halacha, what is an amma? Is it between 1.5 to 2 feet? And how much is a tefach? Between 3 inches to 4 inches. So if you hold this 3 inches, it's 12 inches, then the 4 tefach will be 12 inches, otherwise it's 16. So anyway, a place that's 16 inches by 16 inches and has walls 40 inches high is called a private domain.
Yeah, I have a question.
What?
Is supposed to be 600 Jews only?
No, 600,000 people.
People.
So that's biblical, the two biblical domains. If somebody carries from private to public, public to private, that's called carrying on Shabbos biblically. You're biblically transgressing the Lamites Melacha of the 39th Melacha, in fact, of carrying from domain to domain. Now, we also discussed a Carmelis, which is a rabbinic domain, which is a place that is 16 inches by 16 inches, but it doesn't have walls 10 tefachim high. It has walls not 40 inches high, it has walls 20 inches high. So you have a domain, let's say, that's 20 inches high with walls, and is 16 inches by 16 inches, that is called a Carmelis. Or another definition of a Carmelis is, it could be a large area, but a place where people just don't go a lot. A valley, a farm, I'm saying there's no walls around, a river, an ocean, those are all called Carmelis. Okay? What's the din of a Carmelis? Din of a Carmelis is as follows. You're not, rabbinically, you're not allowed to carry from public to Carmelis. You're not allowed to carry from private to Carmelis. You can't carry from Carmelis to private. You cannot carry from Carmelis to public. Okay? That's rabbinically forbidden. Within a Carmelis itself, you'd be allowed to carry up to 4 amas, up to 6 feet. Okay? There's another domain in Shabbos, which is called Mokim Ptur. Mokim Ptur means a place that doesn't have 16 inches by 16 inches. Doesn't have 16 inches by 16 inches. That is what's called Mokim Ptur. You can carry from there to the street, from the street to there, there to private, to you're allowed to carry there. To give you a simple example where that was practical, not nowadays, but years ago, not electric, because electric you can't use. Remember the fountains, a drinking fountain. In the streets, you walk, especially in the parks, they would have a drinking fountain, manual. You turn the thing, the water came up, you took a drink. Now those things were not 16 inches by 16 inches. They were very small. So then, let's say a guy is standing in the public street, and he wants to take a drink from that fountain. Well, to take a drink from it.
To drink.
Turn on the thing and put his mouth there and drink. So you'd be allowed to. Because what are you doing? You're carrying water from a makom p'tur to your body that's standing in the street, but that you could carry that way. I just want to mention something that people are unaware of it. I'm not, again, we're talking in a situation where there's no Erev, let's say, okay? A lot of times, kids are walking in the street on Shabbos. It happens a lot of times. Kids are walking in the street on Shabbos, and there's a ledge outside in a building, okay? There's a ledge, you know, but the kids want to walk on the bricks. They're bricks, you know, with grass, and the kids want to walk on the bricks, okay? So the parents pick up the kid and put him on the bricks to walk, and the kid is walking. Then either the kid jumps down or you carry him down. The problem with that area is most of the time it's a Rishus HaYachid. Most of the time there's a wall 40 inches high and it's more than 16 inches by 16 inches. So then if the street is a public domain, you're picking up the kid from a public domain and putting him onto a private that you just carried completely on Shabbos. We're going to get into that. What? If they jump down and you're just holding their hands and you don't... They're basically... No, you're not carrying their weight down. They're just jumping. You're just holding them. That's fine. But I'm... What?
40 inches is about this high?
40 inches? Well, we're talking about high.
Like 3 feet and 6 inches.
You know what a yard is? Not a backyard.
30 inches. 40 inches is this.
Because it was not 16, four tefachim, it wasn't four tefachim, four tefachim. Huh? But it's a separate place. It's not within three tefachim. If it be within three tefachim of the ground, it'd be Rosh Hashanah. Because it's elevated.
This ledge is either 9 tefachim, 10 tefachim, or and it's not 16 by 16, then it's not a
Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, then it would be a Malkum Patur. But 16 inches is not a lot. By the way, even if there's no wall 10 tefachim high, let's say the ledge is 20 inches high, okay? But you still, if the street is Rosh Hashanah, that's a karmelis, so you couldn't carry anyway. Now, I want to mention one more very important din when it comes to the laws of carrying. In order to be biblically chayef, biblically transgressing carrying on Shabbos, carrying has three parts to it. In Hebrew, it's called Akira, Hotsa'a, and Hanocha. Akira means I pick up the object, I carry it out, and I put it down.
Carry it out from a private domain?
Let's say I'm standing in my house, okay, and there's outside my window is a private domain. I pick up this thing, put my hand out the window, and I drop it into the street. All three must be biblically forbidden. I have to pick it up, carry it out, and put it down. Now, if I have something in my pocket, the fact that I'm walking outside is picking up the object. I don't have to pick it up with my hand. I could be carrying a basket on my head, right? Like, you know, many places do. You carry a basket on your head, you walk out, you picked it up by picking up your foot. So Akira doesn't necessarily mean with your hand. If you're carrying something in your pocket, why can't you carry something in your pocket? And I'm not picking it up and not putting it down. This is going with me. The answer is because your step is picking it up. And when you stop, you're putting it down. Therefore, one second. Therefore, the halacha says like this. Again, forgetting there's no Erev in a situation because otherwise the whole din doesn't apply. Let's say I'm leaving shul and I'm going to my house. So I leave the shul and I'm walking out of the shul, I'm already in the street, and I realize I'm carrying something in my pocket. I'm carrying something in my pocket. Now, what should I do? If I stop, then I just carry it from the private and I stopped in the public. Then if I start walking again, be carrying from the public to the private. So therefore, friend, what are you supposed to do? If I realize I have something on me that I'm carrying, what you do is you don't stop.
Yeah.
Because then I'm going from the shul private to my house private without stopping in the public domain. So rabbinically it's forbidden, but at least you didn't transgress a biblical prohibition by stopping. So therefore, you do what the joggers do by the red light. Instead of stopping, you just walk around. Because once you stop, that's called putting it down. Even though physically your hands didn't put it down, but your body put it down by stopping.
What happened if you stopped and then you realize you had it?
Then what? Okay, let's you walked out of shul, then you stopped, and you realize you have it in your pocket, you take it out of your pocket, put it on the ground. Because you already stopped.
Without touching.
But that, you do that, then the
ripple knows how to do it. Yeah, but that was accidental. But if you start walking again now it's intended. Now you know what you're doing. So what you need to do, if I have this, and I realize I'm carrying this in my pocket, and I happen to stop, so what I'm supposed to do is, I already stopped, so I stopped in the public domain. I need to take it out of my pocket and put it on the floor. And leave it there until after Shabbos. What? That's only an emergency situation, not a normal situation.
I've heard that you're supposed to do, when you do stop and you have it in your pocket, you realize how many you stop, you're supposed to put it on like a ledge of a certain height or something like that.
No, it's better to put it on. You stopped already. Once you stopped, you're in the street. You don't have to put it on the ledge. The ledge could be another problem. Now you're carrying from the street to the ledge, which could be a private domain or a carmelist, so you couldn't do it either way.
So what is that you're supposed to do?
Huh?
What is that?
It could be a scenario somehow, but normally it's not the scenario. Yeah.
Government-owned property is public, or
again, if it's a public, the city is owned by the government. I mean.
So I'm saying that the post office.
A post office, you mean, can you carry in a private domain like that?
Yeah.
Okay, we're not getting into that now. You need what's called Erev Chatzeres, but not always. For instance, a private domain that has walls 16 inches by 16 inches, 10. Okay, an apartment building. No. Apartment building is a private domain, biblically. But because there are many tenants in the building, rabbinically, the Chum say it's a little bit public. So if you want to carry in the building, not in your apartment. In your apartment, that's yours. Or if you live in a duplex, the upstairs are fourplex, and there's Jews living in the building, and you have a backyard that's all enclosed. Now, in order for me to carry in that backyard, rabbinically, I need to make what's called Erev Chatzeres. And that we'll get to one day what it is.
Hotel,
yes. Hospital, not. Why? Because a hospital controls the people. In other words, if I have a hotel room, even though the hotel can't say, okay, I want to change your room now.
Right, they can't.
They can't, because you rented it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's your domain.
So therefore you need an Erev Chatzeres. But the hospital, they move you wherever you want. So there's one balabas, there's not individual balabatim.
A post office, it's the same idea.
No? A post office, the question is, you might need an Erev Chatzeres, maybe. Probably not. Government owned, this doesn't mean it's still a public. Who owns the shul? You're allowed to carry in here?
It's different. I'm saying
no, man, no, 1 second. Man, can you carry in the, why can you carry in this tent? Who owns it? It's a communal. So the community owns it. But everybody eats together. You do think that there's like in the yeshiva dormitory, you're allowed to carry because they're all eating together. The fact that they're eating together makes them all together. That's, huh? Not always. No. If you have a Shabbaton, you don't need to make an Erev Chatzeres with the Jews, but you need to rent the area from the Goyim, which is a separate din.
You're
in a hotel for Shabbos by yourself? You cannot carry in the hotel unless you make... No. No, because you're not eating there. You need to do schiras. You have to go to the manager and give him a dollar and say you're renting the whole inside of the hotel. They can carry in prison, in their cell, yeah.
I'm saying even in the
not in their cell? No, they can't.